Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shimon Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Atshalom. We're now in Masachet Milah Daf Tet Amud Aleph. In our second and final podcast of this, the second chapter of Masachet Milah, and picking up off of the pattern that was established in the first Mishnah, which we dealt with in the first podcast, we're going to look at a whole series of Korbanot that go through three stages. Olata Of Ma'alim Ba Mishu Huktasha. So first of all, when you're Makdish and Olata Of, Mi'ilah applies. Nimlaka, when you do Malika, Shirali Pasovitz Vulyom Khuzikipoim Vulina, we explained those in the previous podcast. Mitzah Dama, and there all you have is Mitsui, is squeezing out the blood, Khabinala Mishum Pikul Notavatame, Umoalin by here, Meila continues to apply Achitse the Beit HaDesh until the bird is taken out to Beit HaDesh and after it's burned up on the Mizbeach and then removed from the Mizbeach. Because the Olah, of course, all belongs to the Mizbeach. Next Mishnah. Parim HaNisrafim U'Seirim HaNisrafim. These are the parim that are burnt outside of the city because their dam goes inside, like Pariyam HaKippurim and Sir Avodah Zarah, etc. Mo'alim Ba'am Mishu Uktashu, same. Nishchatu, now it's Shchit instead of Malika, Uchshu L'Pasav, Tzvul Yom Chuzik Borim Valina, same. Huzad Daman, once Hazaa happens, Chazem and Shum Biko Notu V'Tameim. Mo'alim Ba'am Be'er, this is really like Shefa Chadesh, and the one outside of the city, Achyaticha Basar, until it goes ashy. Next Mishnah, Ha'ola, Mo'alin Ba Mishuk Tasha, Mi'ilah applies immediately to an Ola. Ush Nishchata, Shurad V'Posot V'Yom Chuzik Kippurim Uvalina. Mishnah is Rakhtama, Moshev Zrika, Chevnola Mishum Pigolot V'Tameh. And Mi'ilah is lifted from the Orot. In Mo'alin Ba Orot, the pelts belong to the Kohanim, Mi'ilah is lifted from there. Mo'alin Basar, actually it's said the Beit HaDeshen. Until the Basar comes out, owes out to the Beit HaDeshen, off the Mizbeach, Mi'ilah still applies. Chatat v'asham v'zivchei shamit tzibur. Those are the two lambs brought on Shavuot. Mo'alin ba'an mishuk. Tushu seim nishchatu. Shul v'pasov t'vuyom chuzik borim v'lina. Nizrak taman chayvin alem mishum pigolot v'tame seim. Ein mo'alin b'basar. Now Mi'ilah is lifted from the meat, because the meat is eaten. Mo'alin ba'im u'rehen. Ad shetsu l'beit hadesh. And the mu'rin, of course, go to the Mizbeach. And until they're off the Mizbeach, Mi'ilah applies. Shtei halachem. Now we go away from animals to two kinds of bread offerings. Shtei alecha, mo'alin ba'an mishuk tashu. The minute you're makdish the flour for the bread, then Mi'ilah applies. Karmu batanur, once they get browned in the oven, that's sort of parallel to shchita, hushul pasov t'v'yom chisipoim, uvalina perhaps, v'lishchot alein at hazavach. That's the thing, is that now you could shecht the two kvasim of Shavuot now that the bread has been browned. Nizrak leman shal kvasim, once the zrik has happened, chayvin alei mishum pigol notar v'tameh. Ve'ein ba'em mi'ilah, there is no mi'ilah because it's all eaten. Lechem ha'panim, same thing, mo'alim b'mashik t'ashem ha'karam ha'tanur uchshar l'pasal b'tfuyam chusikipurim, there is no lina here, but ulehi sadeh agav ha'shulchan. Now it can be put on the shulchan. Karvu ha'bazichin, once the bazichei levona that go on top of the two sedarim are offered up on the Mizbeach, again, there is no milah, because again, like Shtei Alachem, it's all eaten. Now, HaMenachot, a regular mincha, Mo'alin Ba'am Mishuk Tashu, Kad Shuba Kli, the minute they put it into the Kli, Uchshuru L'Pasal B'Tful Yom Chutzik Bo'im V'Lina, Karei V'Komets, once the Komets is offered, like Zrika, Chavnulah Mishum Pigol Notu V'Tamei, Ve'ein Mo'alin Ba'Shirayin, the rest of the mincha, there's no milah, because Kohanim can eat it, while in the Komets, it's saying that Tadashen, the Komets is sort of like a Murim, that's sort of like dam. You put on the Mizbeach, but sort of like a Murim that Mi'ilah still applies until it goes out to Beit HaDeshen. Okay, after all those Mishnayot, Itmar, HaNehaneh Me'efer Tapuach Shagabay Mizbeach. If somebody gets Hanoah from the ashes that are on that big mound of ash on top of the Mizbeach, Rav Amar Ein Mo'alin Bo, Rav Yochanan Amar Mo'alin Bo. Nice machloket. Now, Lefer Trumat HaDeshen, before the Kohen goes up in the early morning and lifts up a little bit and puts it off of the Mizbeach to the Beit HaDeshen, everybody agrees Mi'ilah still applies because the mitzvah has not yet been done. Ki pligil achar trumat hadesh, the machloket is only afterwards. Ramai in mo'alin bo, why? Harei nasa mitzvato, the mitzvah was done, it's done its bit. Miochel amar, kevin michtiv, lavash ha'koin midovad, etc. Since the kohen has to wear these special clothes in order, bigdei kuna, in order to do it, kevan ditzarich, lebigdei kuna, bigdusha teikai. So obviously this stuff still maintains kedusha even after it's taken off. Alright, let's test it. Tnan Mo'alin Ba'an Shtei Tzeid HaBeit HaDeshen. So in several of the Mishnayot, we said that Mi'ilah applies until it goes off the Mizbeach. So Kasha L'Rav, that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Rav would say what that means is meal applies until it's able to be taken to Beit HaDeshen, meaning it's already gotten burned up on the Mizbeach. This is a Mishnah in Zevachim that talks about animal parts like wool that no would not go on the Mizbeach, but they go on with other animal parts, with meat, and they pop off, just the wool pops off, you don't put it back. This is the part we're more concerned with. If a coal popped off the Mizbeach, lo yachzir, you don't put it back. What's the implication? If it's on top of the Mizbeach and it goes out of the fire, you put it back. So that works for Yochanan, who says that the eight ashes on the Mizbeach still have Kedusha. According to Rav, it's difficult. A coal is different than ash. A coal has some substance to it. Some actually read this Mishnah as support for Rav. It's only because it has some substance to it. The implication is that if it was just ash, you don't even have any meila, even if it's on the Mizbeach, and if it pops off, you leave it off. So that supports Rav. Rabbi Yochanan could answer to that. The Mishnah that says if a gachelet implies that if a gachelet is a little bit off, you put it back, would even be true about Afer. So why did the Mishnah pick gachelet? Teach you the other extreme, that even a coal that has substance, if it pops off and falls on the ground, you don't put it back. Okay. Itmar, let's keep testing. That was the end of that particular piece. Now we're going to look at a different piece about Mi'ilah, and it's quite a subtle shift, because till now in the Masechet we've been dealing with what defines Mi'ilah. Now we're going to talk about how to pay Mi'ilah. So, if you violate Mi'ilah, Rav Amar Mashenehene Yipulin Dava. You have to give what you owe as an adava, meaning an ola, means part's going to go on the Mizbeach, part go to the Kohanim, the Orot. Levi Amar Yavida Rashi Kulo La Mizbeach. You have to give something that's going to go all on Mizbeach, and we'll see what that is. Tanya Kvata to Levi. We have a bright that supports Levi. Milah Zulechan Alechet Lamedin Vechachamim. Which Rashi here says is Levi, but like Tosa points out, can't be Levi, because Levi's not going to bring a proof from Levi. So whoever it is, Omrim, Yavina Vashkulam is Beach, my near, what is that Ktoret? It could be Olata Of, it could be Yayin, it's Ktoret, something that goes all of his Beach. Tanya Kamatera Rav, we have a Brita that supports Rav. Now the part of this Brita that supports Rav is the end of the Brita. So the first part of the Brita is something we're going to investigate a little bit on our own, in a little bit. Hanan Amidvei Chatat V'Vei Hashem. Let's say you got Hana from the money you set aside for Chatat V'Vei Hashem. Ad shelo kara chatato. If you didn't yet bring the korban, yosif yavi chatato. Just take the amount that you owe, meaning you realize you've done me'ilah, add what you owe to the original amount that you had of the chatat, and bring a bigger chatat. That's how you pay it. Ad shelo kara hashamo, yosif yavi hashamo. Same thing with an hasham. Karev chatato. If you already brought the korban, and then you found out you did me'ilah, yachul yam melach. The money has to go to yam melach. If it's a chatat, for a karev hashamo, you put in davah. For a hasham, it's the parallel to a chatat, goes to the davah. And that we saw in Tmura. Hanene mi koche kochim. Let's say it wasn't the money, it was the animal itself. The phase rikatamim, vero koche kam, leachaz rikatamim. So any me'ilah case, mashenene, you put in davah. Exactly like Rav said, it goes to the davah. Kogorat to mizbeach, mizbeach. Would you pay back to whatever you took from? If it was a public korban, then you pay it with a public korban. If not, private korban. That's the breita. Now, ha gufa kasha, we have an inherent internal contradiction within the breita. In the first part of the breita, we distinguished between whether you had already brought the chatat or not. And Kutani, and later it says Korbanot HaMizbeach, and we don't distinguish between whether or not you realized it after or before you brought it. So the answer that they give is Reisha Reb Shimon. The Reisha follows Reb Shimon, who says Kol Chatat Shekibra Ola Tamut, and therefore if you already brought the Korban, as the Tamut, if it's money, it goes to the Yam HaMelech, and therefore Sefer Rabbanan. But that's a little bit difficult to say that the Mishnah is split. But I'm off the Vei Katel, the Vei Ravashi, the Ravashi. What does he say to Ravashi? Achma Abaya, Rishon Rishon, Rosef Rabbanan. Indeed, that's why Abaya learned the Mishnah, the Ibraita. Okay, I'm a Rava. Kol Modim Shim Nehenem B'Sar Kot Shekot Shenitma. According to Zerika. Let's say you got Hanar from Basar Kochikochim, but they got Tomei before Zerika. So, a Mura Meila should be there, but they were already Tomei. Or Meir Kochikochim, Achad Shalan. Or you had a Murim of Shlomim, let's say, that went on the Mizbeach after they went up, Pater. You don't owe Meila. Why? Pshita. It's my Kamafsid. Because you haven't caused any loss. The stuff that's Tomei can't go on the Mizbeach, and the stuff that's already gone up has already done its bit. This is why I had to teach it. There's a mitzvah of sreifa of basar that got tameh, and you rob them of that mitzvah by taking it and using it. By the way, when you use me'ila, it also becomes chulin. And the murim of the kochim kalim is a mitzvah for them to flip it over on the mizbeach to get it properly burnt. That's not called me'ila. Amarava hada amar kvar karachatat. Now, Rava has one little point about the Braita. We said, when you say, if the Chatat was already brought, Yachul Yamamelach, that the money go to Yamamelach, Hanimilu Dijadale Kamekapora. That's only if you found out about the Me'ila before you brought the Chatat. In other words, you had money set aside, and then you took the money, you bought a Chatat, and then you realized you'd done Me'ila. And instead of adding to the chatat, you just said, I'll own the money. Then it goes to Yama Melach. Aval achar kapar, but if you only found out about it after you brought the chatat, you put it in Nava. Then you have to put it into Nava. My tama, ein mafrishit mitchila le'ibud. Because we don't lechatchila set money aside that's going to be destroyed. And here, the only option you have with it, since you already brought the chatat, is le'ibud. So we don't do that, therefore it goes to Nava. Okay, the last mishnah covers all those things that are that have no matirin, meaning they are not things that other things are brought to matir them to the mizbeach, and therefore we'll see that they really only have two stages: hakometz, levona that goes on the mincha, ktoret itself, minchat kohanim, which are all burned up, minchat kohen mashiach, that's the minchat kohen gadol brought every day; these are all burnt up. Minchat Nesachim, all burned up. That's the mincha that accompanies an animal korban. Mualim v'amishuk tushu. All of them are mi'il immediately at hektesh. Kitchan b'kli, the minute you're makdish b'kli. Huchshat pasav v'tvuliyom v'chisipurim uvalina. V'chayavin alav mishum notar mishum tamei. And right away, notar and tamei kick in. U'pigul lain ba. In other words, there's no third step, and there's never a pigul. Zakal, here's the rule. Kol sheish to matirin, en chayavin alav mishum pigul notar v'tamei, shikuv matirav. Anything that has materium, like basar, imurim, etc., meaning materium either la achila or la mizbeach, you're only chayav for pigul otav atame after the materium are brought. V'chol she'en lo materium, kevan shekidesh bakli, chayav lo mishum otav atame upugul pigul einbo. Anything that has no materium, there never is pigul, and otav atame kick in immediately as soon as you makdish bakli, because there is no kevru matirav. Now, minhani mili, what's the source for this? The Tanur Banan. I might think that eating kochim betuma would only apply to kochim that have matirin. V'dinu, and here's like halachomer, ma pigul should be yediachat. Pigul is an easier halacha, meaning it's more severe. It's easier to get chayav, because all you need to do is have one errant thought. And korbanot kavua, if you ate pigul, no matter what your wealth status is, you have to bring a chatat kavua. V'lo tamichlalo, there is no point at which pigul is mutter. Nonetheless, you're only chayiv for something that yesh to matirin, and that's something we dealt with in Zvachim at length. Tum'ah, shehi b'shtei yediot. There you have to know you were tamei, forget, and then afterwards remember, or be aware. And korban olav yored, if you eat betuma, you have the scale, the sliding scale, based on your financial ability, so you could bring a very inexpensive korban, as much as little as a mincha. V'yutra mechola, and sometimes tumah is even mutter l'chatchila, which is when the rov tzibur and rov kohanim are tamei. So it should be also limited to dar shesh l'matirin. Tamadoma, therefore the Pasuk in Amor says, emor aleim l'dorotechem kol ish asher yekam kol zarachem v'tumato ala v'nichrita. So therefore, any kodshim that you would approach, and your tamei has karet. I mean, you think that you're chayav for having contact with or eating with them immediately, meaning as soon as you makdish them, tamilom asher yikrav. Therefore, it says asher yikrav. What does that mean? Touching the kodshim is never going to be machay of you. So what does it mean? Asher yikrav is now not talking about you touching it, but about the korban touching the kli. Once it's in the kli, it's already liable for tuma. If it's a davar she'eino matirin, davar she'eino matirin, it's as soon as the matirin are brought. Okay, Adron Allah Chatata Of, we've successfully completed our study of the second parak of Mi'ilah. We'll pick it up with the third parak of the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.